Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hello, listeners. We would like to invite you to take part in our Photography of the Year contest. It begins on August the 1st and lasts till the end of October, which gives you plenty of time to take some good photos. The competition is open to everyone taking photographs as a hobby. We're sorry, but those of you who have any professional experience cannot take part. All you have to do is complete an entry form on our website with the necessary information, including your name, address, and profession, and attach the best photographs you've ever taken. All photographs must be sent online together with your application. Remember that we do not accept printed versions and photos sent on CDs. The categories for photographs are people, places, and nature. Each person must send photographs in at least two categories, but no more than six photos in total. And now let me tell you about the wonderful prize we've got for you. The first prize winner in each category will receive a digital camera worth $1,000. So don't miss your chance. Grab your cameras and off you go.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Hello, listeners. We would like to invite you to take part in our Photography of the Year contest. It begins on August the 1st and lasts till the end of October, which gives you plenty of time to take some good photos. The competition is open to everyone taking photographs as a hobby. We're sorry, but those of you who have any professional experience cannot take part. All you have to do is complete an entry form on our website with the necessary information, including your name, address, and profession, and attach the best photographs you've ever taken. All photographs must be sent online together with your application. Remember that we do not accept printed versions and photos sent on CDs. The categories for photographs are people, places, and nature. Each person must send photographs in at least two categories, but no more than six photos in total. And now let me tell you about the wonderful prize we've got for you. The first prize winner in each category will receive a digital camera worth $1,000. So don't miss your chance. Grab your cameras and off you go.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
We've asked a few people what they think about homework. Here is what they said. 1.
At my school, it's typical for pupils, especially those taking tests, to stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning studying and doing homework. This leaves them with about 2 hours of sleep. At that point, homework doesn't make sense, and it's really harmful. It may lead to headaches or problems with eyesight.
2. I went through secondary school, rarely doing my homework. I prefer to have fun rather than spend my nights doing exercises. Now I'm a student of medicine, and I must say I don't regret it. Homework is generally a waste of time. If the teachers are motivated and enthusiastic, kids can learn enough while they are in school. 3.
During my school years, I didn't do my homework, and I got good results in my exams. So I thought homework wasn't important. But then I went to university, and that's when the real trouble started. I found that I couldn't just listen to the lectures and make notes. To pass college or university exams, you need to do some extra work, and doing homework at school makes you ready for that.
4. I'm sure that the teenagers next door to me don't get any homework, as they're listening to their music from the moment they get home from school until they go to bed. No wonder so many young people can't even read. Teachers should give their pupils more homework, then young people wouldn't waste their time doing nothing. 5.
It seems to me that rather than reduce homework, teachers should really try to show that it's useful. No one likes homework. My children don't like it. But some of the tasks which I do with them are so boring. Why should they like it? Homework may be helpful, but children must be interested in doing it.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
We've asked a few people what they think about homework. Here is what they said. 1.
At my school, it's typical for pupils, especially those taking tests, to stay up until 3 or 4 in the morning studying and doing homework. This leaves them with about 2 hours of sleep. At that point, homework doesn't make sense, and it's really harmful. It may lead to headaches or problems with eyesight.
2. I went through secondary school, rarely doing my homework. I prefer to have fun rather than spend my nights doing exercises. Now I'm a student of medicine, and I must say I don't regret it. Homework is generally a waste of time. If the teachers are motivated and enthusiastic, kids can learn enough while they are in school. Three.
During my school years, I didn't do my homework, and I got good results in my exams. So I thought homework wasn't important. But then I went to university, and that's when the real trouble started. I found that I couldn't just listen to the lectures and make notes. To pass college or university exams, you need to do some extra work, and doing homework at school makes you ready for that.
Four. I'm sure that the teenagers next door to me don't get any homework, as they're listening to their music from the moment they get home from school until they go to bed. No wonder so many young people can't even read. Teachers should give their pupils more homework, then young people wouldn't waste their time doing nothing. Five.
It seems to me that rather than reduce homework, teachers should really try to show that it's useful. No one likes homework. My children don't like it. But some of the tasks which I do with them are so boring. Why should they like it? Homework may be helpful, but children must be interested in doing it.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I'm very happy to welcome the next guest to our programme, the successful novelist Paul Cornell. How did you become a writer, Paul?
At school, I wrote just for my own pleasure. I planned a career in business, but when I started my studies, it turned out I wasn't good enough. I just didn't understand maths, so I failed my university course. I had to leave university and find some kind of work. It wasn't easy without a degree, so I came back to writing and decided to make a living out of it.
If someone wants to write for a living, what advice would you give them?
Just one piece. It is your job as a writer to search for various opinions on your work and change your writing if it's not good enough. Your mum won't tell you that your work is poor or boring. She loves you too much. You've got to find people who will honestly tell you what they think of your work and point out what's wrong.
Tell us a little bit about your writing routine.
Well, I never believe those writers who say, I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, go to my study, and work an 8-hour day, stopping only for a cup of tea at lunchtime. That's not for me. I will write 2,000 good words of prose or 5 pages of comics in a day. If I do that by lunchtime, then I can do what only writers can do and go to the cinema in the afternoons, which is the whole point of being a writer. That's what it's all about, being independent.
Where do you get your ideas from?
Everybody has them, but writers are people who write them down. I think anybody can have a great idea for a novel, but most people just think, ooh, that would be interesting, and then get back to whatever they do. But writers have to keep those ideas. And I think there's no such thing as writer's block when you cannot write anything. Whether you like it or not, the best thing is just to start writing. You'll write 10 pages of rubbish, and then you'll find that you're back to normal.
Summing up, was it a wise decision to take up writing?
That's a difficult question to answer. You don't often find that people are happy with every decision they make. I sometimes wonder what my life would be like with a university degree, but I don't regret that things turned out this way. I really enjoy my life as it is.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Thank you for coming to the studio.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
I'm very happy to welcome the next guest to our program, the successful novelist Paul Cornell. How did you become a writer, Paul?
At school, I wrote just for my own pleasure. I planned a career in business, but when I started my studies, it turned out I wasn't good enough. I just didn't understand maths, so I failed my university course. I had to leave university and find some kind of work. It wasn't easy without a degree, so I came back to writing and decided to make a living out of it.
If someone wants to write for a living, what advice would you give them?
Just one piece. It is your job as a writer to search for various opinions on your work and change your writing if it's not good enough. Your mum won't tell you that your work is poor or boring. She loves you too much. You've got to find people who will honestly tell you what they think of your work and point out what's wrong.
Tell us a little bit about your writing routine.
Well, I never believe those writers who say, I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, go to my study and work an 8-hour day, stopping only for a cup of tea at lunchtime. That's not for me. I will write 2,000 good words of prose or 5 pages of comics in a day. If I do that by lunchtime, then I can do what only writers can do and go to the cinema in the afternoons, which is the whole point of being a writer. That's what it's all about, being independent.
Where do you get your ideas from?
Everybody has them, but writers are people who write them down. I think anybody can have a great idea for a novel, but most people just think, ooh, that would be interesting, and then get back to whatever they do. But writers have to keep those ideas. And I think there's no such thing as writer's block when you cannot write anything. Whether you like it or not, the best thing is just to start writing. You'll write 10 pages of rubbish, and then you'll find that you're back to normal.
Summing up, was it a wise decision to take up writing?
That's a difficult question to answer. You don't often find that people are happy with every decision they make. I sometimes wonder what my life would be like with a university degree, but I don't regret that things turned out this way. I really enjoy my life as it is.
I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Thank you for coming to the studio.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.